I was a bit surprised that the case was 7-2 and that the court decided to focus pretty much exclusively on the freedom of religion argument. But what that enabled the court to do was craft a extremely narrow opinion that found in favor of the cake baker, Jack Phillips, largely because of statements that the court interpreted as being hostile to religion on that were made by the Colorado, certain members of the Colorado Civil Rights Commission. But what the court confirmed in its majority opinion was that states such as Colorado can, consistent with the First Amendment of the Constitution, prohibit discrimination by businesses against LGBT people. And the court reiterated that at several points in its decision.
Well, the Colorado Civil Rights Commission was called out in the ruling, saying that it had way overstepped its mark. I mean, do you think this has any repercussions for the commission here, given what actually played out during the recent state legislative session, where the future of the commission was uncertain?
I mean, I think that if the opinion holds any sort of guidance for lawmakers, it's that when in adjudicating claims about discrimination against LGBT people, where business people are asserting their sincerely held religious beliefs, that it's very important that the lawmakers appear neutral with regard to religion. But the court, again, reemphasized several times that any exception for religious groups in the marketplace to generally applicable anti-discrimination laws, whether it be on the basis of race, sexual orientation, or gender identity, need to be extremely narrow, or else they will totally undercut those anti-discrimination laws. So the court gestured to the fact that, yes, while of course consistent with the First Amendment, clergy people could not be forced to participate in same-sex weddings, that, you know, beyond that, any sort of exception could begin to totally erode the protections for LGBT people.
Well, what do you see as the broader implications of yesterday's ruling? Because this has been watched closely by people, not just here in the US, but indeed around the world as a fascinating case. But in terms of the law, what do you see as the broader implications of yesterday's ruling?
I actually don't see the opinion as blazing much ground in terms of new law. The court confirmed that neutral laws of general applicability, neutral anti-discrimination laws that apply to all businesses and say you can't discriminate on the basis of a protected characteristic are generally constitutional. And the court reiterated, as it held in prior cases, that lawmakers can't, that when there is evidence of that the lawmaker themselves is motivated by hostility towards religion, that that can change the constitutional calculus. If the case does have an immediate term implication, it could very well be for the travel ban cases where, for example, President Trump has made comments via Twitter that evince hostility towards Muslim people. If the court's ruling and masterpiece is to believe, then those statements by President Trump could be used to strike down his travel ban.
Are there any other cases now that you see pending that we should be paying attention to? Are there any other cases that you're paying attention to as a law professor that you know the rest of us should also be watching?
Well, there are cases of this nature, as you know, sort of pending all over. I do think it's worth emphasizing, to my recollection, before the Supreme Court granted cert in this case, almost all of the cases dealing with challenges by businesses to LGBT anti-discrimination laws were found in favor of the patrons who had been discriminated against. There have been some new cases since that point, one in California where courts did find in favor of the religious business owner. But by and large, the case law has been relatively consistent that LGBT anti-discrimination laws do not burden people's religion. The Masterpiece Case Shop decision doesn't really change that. All it says is that states and lawmakers can't be motivated by religious hostility.
And for people who are genuinely concerned now about what this means for civil rights and particularly the LGBTQ community, what can you say to them?
I can say that I don't think this in any way forces people back into the closet, that people in states or localities that have anti-discrimination ordinances that protect you against discrimination by public accommodations or in employment, that people should still feel secure in being out about their identities and that they will be protected from discrimination. Obviously, people should only come out when they feel comfortable and safe doing so, but I don't view this decision as undermining the legitimacy of state anti-discrimination laws.